Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. There's a lady that stands in a harbor for what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls, we pledge allegiance to the flag. Mr. Aaron Tippin, brother Turkey Hunter, great friend. Love that guy. You can tell I'm old. I know all the old country singers. I know all the old guys. This is your host, Ray I, here with the Vocal Vogler, Matty G. Of course, we got special guests in the studio. We have in the studio with us Michelle Johnson, Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Get right on into that microphone.
All righty.
So there you go. And, of course, Brian Clark, our cook, our chef, our barbecue guy. He goes 100,000 different directions. We had an awesome time last night. Yesterday afternoon, we had a late lunch down at Smoky Moe's at Frankie's Place. And what a lot of good food and fellowship and storytelling. Great time, huh?
It was awesome. It's always great food and great fellowship.
Guys, I want you to open this up right here. Right there. We're going to open this. I've got aluminum foil wrapped here. I got up at 3:30 this morning, boys and girls, and at 4 o'clock I had biscuits in the oven. And we're going to be talking about Wagyu beef. And in this, the reason the biscuit shrunk up, it was all hot when I wrapped it. So it would, you know the deal, right, Brian? So it'd all soak in. That is your beef. That is hamburger, Wagyu.
Okay. All right.
Burger. And I didn't add anything but Ray Ray's seasoning, just a sprinkle. There is Emo's cheese on there and egg. And in the egg is just Ray Ray's and pepper. There's no other. I make a breakfast sandwich where I put jalapenos, tame jalapenos, lots of cheeses, all kinds of good stuff. But I wanted everybody to taste the beef.
Exactly.
Okay. So this is the burger. Take a bite of that. That's my grandma's recipe on the biscuit. And by the way, there's lard in that as well. Oh. He's already ate his. Are you kidding me? He ate the aluminum foil.
Oh, yeah. I was.
So that's a little touch of Emo's cheese with the Wagyu burger. On a homemade biscuit this morning.
That is awesome.
You like that?
That is awesome.
Peanuts, she sees you guys and she's got her paw up on the thing. Now, the one thing that I noticed, because I wanted to talk to you this morning about your burger and about your beef. So, you know, you gave me some beef last night, gave me the burger, so I thawed it out in the refrigerator last night. And the several things I noticed first thing this morning, when I cut it, it has a different texture than other ground beef. It's got a beautiful color.
Mm-hmm.
And it cooked better. It cooked different. It cooked really clean, really nice. Peanut, you're not getting their sandwich. I noticed everything about the burger was different than normal burger.
It is.
But then when I took it out of the skillet without any biscuit or any cheese on it and took a taste, everything you told me yesterday was true.
It's one of those things. You just have to taste it.
You have to taste it to believe it. And that was. It wasn't that I didn't doubt you, but it was just, my goodness, it was just really good. Because I'm going to tell you, boys and girls, you need to try this. That's pretty good on Grandma's biscuit, huh, Brian?
It's awesome. I've been 26 countries around the world, and I've never had beef any finer than this. Amazing.
It is fantastic. Yeah. I was sitting there.
Vogler just inhaled his.
I did. It was
Matt, you haven't eaten yours yet, have you?
It is.
No, sir.
No, okay.
I will.
When you get a bite of it, we want you to jump in and tell us what you think of the beef, okay? Because it's not all the additives I usually do. It's just the beef, a little Emo's cheese, and a biscuit. And a little bit of Ray Ray's seasoning. Yes. And Peanut wants your blackberry pie.
So I know. I'm...
And Matty G, looks like you got into that sandwich there a little bit, buddy. Let's hear about it. What do you think of the Wagyu beef on the homemade grandma biscuit?
This is incredible. This is top of the line here. I mean, I've been fighting a cold all week, so I haven't had taste. I'm glad my taste buds are back. This is
it's amazing. Also, I cooked it in a pan just by itself with a little sprinkle of Ray Ray seasoning. That's all. Put a little Emo's cheese on it, and then the homemade biscuit with a little egg on top. And
so simple, and then
it was
tons of flavor.
Basically,
it's incredible.
You know how I usually do the eggs with all the goodies in it. That's just a little omelet egg with just a little seasoning, nothing else in it.
Right
on it, just plain.
Wow. Incredible.
It stands on its own, doesn't it?
Definitely.
And if I was you, I would guard that pie right there because I see the Volgravagger.
I'm waiting for him to crawl across here, yeah. And I'm like a rolled up newspaper and a swat him away.
I got my crust already.
She's give up on her pie. She can't get it all. She wrapped up her biscuit. She's going to take it for the truck ride. You said, of course, on that sandwich we talked about, that is a little Ray Ray seasoning. Just a sprinkle. I didn't put a lot in there. But that Emo's cheese, bro, is good on that biscuit, too. Yeah. Now, you know, we do some advertising stuff on the show, but, you know, when you bring me barbecue sauce, I'm willing to talk about barbecue sauce all day long. You realize that, right? And I understand there's several gallons for barbecue sauce for me in the truck.
Yes, sir.
So would you like to talk about a little Ray Ray's barbecue sauce and seasoning?
We're still plugging away. I'm actually leaving from here and going down to Lake Wapapella to do some cooking for People's Community Bank down there.
Awesome. Good.
And so I'll probably get lost going down there, too.
Yeah. Will you be on time is the question.
That's
right, Michelle?
Yeah.
Jump in there anytime you want, Michelle. Sorry. Right.
A moving target's hard to hit, and every once in a while it misses the mark.
Yeah, but there may be some folks out there listening that don't realize how good Ray Ray's is compared to other barbecue sauces they may be using.
And that's really a challenge for us right now because you look at, especially the 4th of July weekend, all these national brands are cutting their price down at 99 cents, $1.49.
Competition's fierce.
But it's easy for them to, you know, when you don't have the ingredients that we use in our product, there's no way we could even make our product for that, let alone sell it for that. So it's nice when people actually realize that it is worth paying more for a premium product. You're not a whole lot more, but just a little bit more, and you get so much
the difference,
more.
The difference.
The difference is there.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
You can taste it. There's a big difference. When you cook with it and you baste your meat in it like the old-fashioned.
It's so
the San Luis style barbecue where we put the sauce on it when we grill.
Yeah.
When you let that cook on there, oh, my gosh. It's amazing.
It sets in the protein.
And then you've got the seasoning that goes with it.
And that's the 1-2 punch that we just love. And it's just, you know, like I said, our product seasoning is 6.5 ounces, so of course it's going to cost a little bit more. But you get more than the 5.5 ounces you see on the retail shelf out there.
Right, right.
And people, I understand there's tough economic times and so forth, but if, you know, you only live once, and I'd rather eat something awesome than just eat something cheap.
Right.
Well, it has such a wonderful caramelization?
Well, our flash point, they call it, you know.
You
can actually... cook our product a little bit hotter and without it caramelizing and getting all burnt like a lot of products do with all the high fructose corn syrups and all these really, you know, products.
Great time to be talking about barbecue sauce on 4th of July.
It's amazing. Yeah,
great barbecue sauce.
We're actually running some promotions right now, Town and Country Mart and Price Cutter there in Rolla, and $2.99 a bottle.
That's
as hot as we can get it. Yeah. And, you know, people are just going crazy for it.
Well, yeah, it's good. Once somebody uses it, they're hooked. I mean, it's just one of those things, and that's not a sales pitch.
It's great
either.
To see our Facebook page. I mean, we have around 10,000 fans, and just to see some of the wonderful comments
that come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what's really shocking to the listeners this morning? That we're talking about food on the show.
Oh, yeah, big surprise.
I just got a text in from one of the listeners. Says, yeah, baby, Ray Ray's seasoning and barbecue sauce. It's awesome.
Well, thank you. Yeah. That means a lot to us. It sincerely does. My partner, Ray Ward's a great guy to work with, and we're just continuing to plug away. And we thank everybody that actually goes to the grocery store and asks for our product by name.
Here you go. I just gained 5 pounds listening to your show this morning. Keep up the good work. Yeah, listen to this. I'm listening in the state of Mississippi this morning, Uncle Ray. I'm in the truck, and I'm on my way. Save me some seasoning, some sauce, and I got to have one of them biscuits. Too late, buddy. Matty G just bit into his.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, then he goes, oh, don't forget the pie.
That's awesome.
Okay, Brian, thanks. Give out some websites or some Facebook things real quick.
Yeah, right now, Facebook, Ray Ray Smokehouse BBQ on Facebook. Look for us there. And then look for us in all town and country marts around.
We're going to have to go to commercial break, but first let me tell you who else is on the show. I told you you're in studio. Frank Emo, we're going to try. He went back to Iowa on me. He didn't show up for lunch yesterday. He's missing in action. We'll try. If we don't get him, we'll talk to Brian and Michelle. We're not really sure about him. And then we got a little story time, if you went to Facebook, about underwear this week.
Ooh.
And with that, boys and girls, we're going to take a break, and we're going to see you all on the other side.
Live Mobile On Demand.
You bet, baby.